Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Beshalach, Tu Bishvat today, Parshas Shira. We finished the Shira, Klal Yisrael go out of Mitzrayim. We have the beautiful Kriyas Yamsuf. And the Pasuk says, Vayelchu Shloishes Yomim Bamidbor Veloimotsu Moy. They went 3 days and they not find water. Vayavoyu el Moro, and they reached Moro, Velohoyo Shomayim, Vayloino Mal Moshe Manishte, Vayitzak el Hashem Vayoreyu it. Every year, when we read this parsha, when it comes Shvi Shel Pesach, we read this parsha, and I'm so excited, the Shira, the beautiful Shira, the beautiful Shira. Christ of God in Mitzrayim. Miriam goes out with a drum and all the ladies are dancing with her. And then the Pasuk says, Vayelchu shleishes yomim veloimotsu mayim, vayovoyu lemoro veloyuchu lishleis mayim mimoro kimorimem vayiloinu ahom. And it makes you so sad. Such a beautiful Yetzias Mitzrayim, such a beautiful Kriyas Yamsuf, such miracles. Vayaminu b'Hashem v'Moshe Avdei. Why we have to finish and say, Vayelchu shleishes yomim veloimotsu mayim vayovoyu lemoro vayiloinu ahom al Moshe. And it spoils the whole Gishmak of Yom Tov. We have the Shira, we have Kriyas Yamsuf, and then we finish with these three psukim. Lefi pshutei shel mikro, they went 3 days, was no water, they came to Moro, the water was bitter, they were so upset, and they were complaining. But the Gemara in Bava Kama Pei Beis, the Gemara says that Moshe tikelim leYisrael sheyukoyrim b'Torah b'sheini, b'chamishi v'b'Shabbos. That they will not be 3 days without Torah. Frank the Gemara, I'm sorry, it says in the Mishnah, Asorot takone shetiken Ezra sheyukoyrim b'Shabbos. Shiukoyrim, b'Shabbos, b'Sheini, b'Chamishi. Frank the Gemara asks the following question. Ezra tiken? Moshe tiken? Shenema v'yelchu shloishes yomim amidbo v'loimotsu mayim. Dor sherishum es oimrim el mayim elo toiro. Shenema kotzom elchu lamayim. Keivon shaloyoyu shloishes yomim beloy toiro miyad nilu. עמדו נביאים שביניהם ותיקנו שיקוירים בשבס, ואיך בשבס שני, שבס שני בחמישי, שלא יהיו ג' יומים ולא יתאירו. So we see that the פשוטה של מיקרו is that they went and they didn't learn for 3 days. So חזר take out the פוסק from פשוטה. The פשוטה is they went 3 days and they didn't find water and they were thirsty. And they came tomorrow, the water was bitter, and they were disappointed. And Chazal tells that they didn't learn for 3 days. And the Marsha says, who told Chazal to darshan et Torah? Because it says, Shom som lechoik v'shom niso. So it's mashma that they were missing Torah. So I heard from my shver, Avrom Gurvitz, Zayn Gizunz und Stark. He says, both things are true. For sure, was nothing but to drink. Klal Yisrael just went out of Mitzrayim. They saw Kriyas Yamsuf, they saw Hashem is Sholet on all of the water in the world. Hashem is Sholet al kol ha-mayim sheba'olam. Al kol ha-mayim sheba'olam Hashem is Sholet. Everything is split. And there's nothing more to drink and they're nervous? Chazal tell us, Titus ha-rosho, Titus. He was going back to Rome. He took everything from Beis HaMikdash. Omad alof gal letovo, your big wave. He said, Hashem, I know you're strong in water. You were might be a klal Yisrael b'yamsuf, sisroi, alel ha'yabosho, and make with me a melchoma. Moses rosho, and Hashem sent a mosquito. Even Titus says, in water we saw you strong. So I'm asking a question. Klal Yisrael, after 3 days, they're complaining at water? The answer is, you're right. But the 3 days did not learn. When a person is 3 days without Torah, he could lose all of his ma'iles ruchnis. So they went 3 days without learning. So they were aggravated. Nilu. aggravated. When they came tomorrow, they started to be itchy and complaining in the water. After Pesach, we read the Shira, Shvi Shel Pesach. We specially read these three psukim to tell us you had a lot of chizuk in Pesach, you had a lot of chizuk in Shira. The only way to tie it and complete it is with Torah. Chizuk is nice, Musar is nice, Shmuzim are nice, but in the end, to tie it, you have to have the Torah. I just want to finish with one more thing. Chazal say, Vayoreyu Hashem Eitz, Vayashlech El Amayim, Vayimteku Amayim. The Medrash says, Vayimteku Amayim, Hamayim Humteku, the water became sweet. And the question is, Pshita, that the water became sweet. Vayimteku Amayim, why the Medrash says that the water became sweet? Amayim Humteku, the water became sweet for sure. Amayim Humteku. I heard from Shmuel Greineman, he said, when a person takes a cup of tea, tea is bitter, you put sugar inside, you mix it, it's gishmak. So what is the pshat that it's gishmak? The tea became sweet? No. If you will have a machine that will pump out the sugar, it will stay bitter. When it's together, it's gishmak. Here, the tree was not sugar, the tree was also bitter. But it changed the nature of the water became sweet. This is what Torah does. Torah not is only a book of rules how to behave. The Torah changes the person and makes the person a better person. I want to wish everyone a good Shabbos.